I am Dr. Iva Carruthers, General Secretary, and pleased to represent the Samuel DeWitt Proctor Conference and as founding director of the Center for Reparatory Justice, Transformation, and Remediation based in Chicago. I want to offer our support and affirmation and privilege of leadership that has been demonstrated by the chairs. And I also want to invoke the presence of three ancestors. One, Callie House, the mother of the reparations movement in the United States. Dr. Conrad Worrell, a colleague who is now deceased, but who was very instrumental in helping to organize on the floor when we were in Durban. And thirdly, the late Randall Robinson. As we move from a declaration of an international decade to a permanent forum for people of African descent, we acknowledge the long road ahead, which will require vision, tenacity, and unity. And it's in the spirit of the Sankofa bird that I submit this comment honoring not only those ancestors, but to celebrate the young people who represent our future. Focusing on the theme of economic empowerment and rights of development for this 32nd session of the Working Group of Experts, I want to implore us to consider the impact of regenerative and emergent technological technologies and Afrofuturism and the right of development. Given what we know and have lived related to global, transgenerational, systemic, and institutionalized racism, the convergence of new technologies and cultural worldviews demand our scientific, ethical, and spiritual considerations as people of African descent. We must assess and be prepared to navigate and mitigate the potential harm, unintentional and intentional, related to profound changes in the global economic landscape being shaped by innovations leading to, one, a metaverse and a race to space with a business model based on a tiered privatization of knowledge creation and distribution. Two, artificial intelligence, which privileges and prioritizes norms of white cultural dominance and ways of knowing and being. And three, genomics, epigenetics, and eugenics-based innovation in healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and security systems that are changing the way we think of what it means to be human and to live in community. Lest we forget, during the COVID pandemic, the wealth gap expanded and unprecedented profits were made by many. The George Floyd murder, as exemplar of state-sponsored violence against Black bodies, further exposed what's at stake for us. Therefore, no doubt, we must address the questions related to whose power structures and in whose interest will these technologies be deployed. How do these new ecosystems of economic growth impact development, opportunity, and sovereignty of people of African descent? What do our experiences of increased Afrophobia, objectification, racialized hate speech, micro and macro aggressions portend for people of African descent in this period of global demographic shifts, environmental changes, and humanitarian, and humanitarian demands? From a U.S. perspective, an informed, organized unity agenda could contribute greatly to impact outcomes for our future. My comments argue for global ethical architecture of human rights of people of African descent, recognizing the technology sector as instruments of wealth creation and job development, and technology as tools of weaponization, including health, climate, and environment. And as well, as was pointed out, the new digital monetary systems. So as we think about Afrofuturism, these areas of development that I have mentioned will certainly shape new global growth economies and quality of life for all peoples, with a focus on principles of self-determination, Pan-Africanism, and human rights economy for people of African descent. I'm suggesting it is imperative that we intentionally and with collective purpose engage these areas as active agents of knowledge creation, economic beneficiaries, and ethical standard bearers. Thank you for your attention.